Welcome aboard, everyone. Good afternoon.
After a 20-minute helicopter ride over the Atlantic, the huge, white-painted ship with large red crosses on the side came into view. Inside, Lieutenant Commander Tracy Kunkel welcomed Secretary Gates, his counterpart from Suriname, and other officials to the ship's main operating room.
Welcome to the OR. We are actually in the center line of the ship, so fore and aft and starboard and port were center line. So of the places on the ship where there's the least roll has been the OR, which is very convenient. It came in handy on this trip.
The stable operating room came in handy during more than 1,100 surgical procedures the ship's doctors performed on this mission. During Secretary Gates's visit to the Comfort, several patients were still on the ship in their final hours of post-operative recovery. Suriname's Minister of Defense, Yvonne Fernald, chatted with one girl about how she was feeling. Later, Minister Fernald spoke about the ship's mission.
The doctors, nurses, and healthcare professionals from the Comfort have done a very good job. I hope that we can look forward to other humanitarian assistance programs similar to that of the Comfort.
In addition to the onboard surgery, other doctors, dentists, and nurses provided other types of care on the ship and at local clinics on shore. The ship's military and civilian crew also took care of farm animals, trained local health care workers, and repaired medical equipment.
Especially for a non-medical person like myself, it was a pretty amazing experience. I could probably tell stories for 3 or 4 hours.
That is Captain Robert Capsio, commander of the Comfort's mission to Latin America.
We had a 13-year-old boy come in who had cataracts in both his eyes and basically blind. He walked off the ship being able to see. The parents are all in tears. They hug you. They're just overwhelmed because you've changed their kids' lives.
The captain says for some people, the veterinary services were just as important as the human health care. He remembers one farmer in Ecuador who was more concerned about getting treatment for his sick horse than for his daughter.
His kind of concept was, if you don't save my horse, I can't afford to buy another one, and everyone in my family is going to starve to death anyway, so save my horse.
Captain Capsio says the Comfort's mission clearly had an impact on the people it encountered in Central and South America, and it also had a less obvious impact on members of the ship's own crew.
While we were changing lives, I think many people's lives on the ship have been changed, and it gave me some insights into other things that are out there to do if I retire. So maybe when I get out of the military, instead of going to work for a contractor and doing defense contracts, I could definitely see myself doing some of that volunteerism.
The Comfort and its identical sister ship in the Pacific, the Mercy, are frequently used to help provide aid after natural disasters like the Asian tsunami and Hurricane Katrina. But in between disasters, they do humanitarian missions like this one, which Secretary Gates told the crew benefit both the host countries and the United States.
You've made a huge impact every place you've gone, helped an awful lot of people in a lot of different ways, and you've created a lot of goodwill for our country, so thank you very much for your service.
But answering a reporter's question, the secretary said the mission was not specifically aimed at countering the influence of the leftist regimes in Cuba and Venezuela, which also provide medical aid to Suriname and other countries in the region. Al Pessin, VOA News, aboard the USNS Comfort.